students in Vermont's religious schools cannot take part in the dual enrollment program, which uses public money to pay for high school students who take college courses. But as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, now lawmakers are trying to figure out if including those religious schools would violate the constitutional separation of church and state.
Vermont started its dual enrollment program in 2013, and last year, 2,660 vouchers were used by students in public and private high schools. And not a penny of that state money was used by a student enrolled in one of Vermont's five religious high schools.
I think that it's discriminatory against the kids who go to these schools.
That's Brian Senecal from Milton, and his daughter goes to Rice Memorial High School, a Roman Catholic school in South Burlington. Senecal learned about the dual enrollment program this past summer when his daughter went to a college fair and they found out that she couldn't use the state money. His argument, and the one that members of the Senate Education Committee are contemplating, is that the public money is never directly used by a religious school.
To me, it's not a separation of church and state. The money does not go to the school where the student is coming from. It goes to the college or university where they're going to attend classes. To me, it doesn't butt up against anything.
Senecal contacted his legislators, including Chittenden County Senator Debbie Ingram, who's a member of the Senate Education Committee. Ingram says she believes in the separation of church and state.
But I do think that the Constitution also preserves the liberty of religious people. So I felt his argument was persuasive that his daughter was being singled out and not getting the same benefits that other children in Vermont do, and I thought that was unfair.
It looks like the issue is headed toward the Senate floor, and Bennington County Senator Brian Campion says he's got concerns. Campion says even though the public money isn't going directly into a religious school, the church could benefit anyway by maybe saving some of its own money and sending its students to a nearby college course.
Is it going to support the vicar, or is it going to support a messaging around a woman's right to choose? That's my concern.
But Vermont law school professor Peter Teachout says the U.S. Supreme Court has consistently ruled in favor of religious schools that accept state money for a variety of programs.
The court has held in a number of cases that providing public benefits to private religious schools, even though doing so allows or could allow some diversion of funds and resources otherwise devoted to those things to religious education, does not violate the Constitution.
On a straw vote, every member of the Senate Education Committee supported the bill. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Montpelier.